Long, long ago, the little girl who was loved by everyone, but most of all by her grandmother. She was called Little Red Riding Hood because she always wore a red hood. It was a special gift from her grandmother, and wherever she went, everyone would say, "Look, there goes that pretty Little Red Riding Hood." One summer day, her mother said, "Little Red Riding Hood, here is a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Take him to your grandmother, for she is ill and back." "Yes, mother," said Little Red Riding Hood, and started to go. "Be careful," said her mother. "Go straight to your grandmother's house and keep to the path, and don't forget to say good morning when you go into grandmother's room." "All right, mother, I'll take great care," said Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother lived in the forest about half an hour from the village. While she was walking along the path through the forest, Little Red Riding Hood met a wolf. This wolf was a wicked wolf who pretended to be kind. "Good morning, Little Red Riding Hood," said the wolf. "Where are you going?" "I am going to visit my grandmother, for she is ill in bed," said Little Red Riding Hood. "And where does your grandmother live?" asked the wolf. "She lives in a little house in the forest and a tree like oak tree." And the wicked wolf thought to himself, "An old woman in bed, perfect for my lunch. But what a sweet girl this little one is. She will be better to eat than the old woman. And if I am clever, as I know I am, I will be able to eat her for dessert." The wicked wolf walked pleasantly along the path with the Little Red Riding Hood. Suddenly, he said, "Why are you walking so seriously? Why do you not look around? Look at those pretty flowers. Listen to those birds singing." Little Red Riding Hood raised her eyes and saw the sunbeams dancing here and there through the trees and pretty flowers blowing everywhere. Forgetting her in the morning, she left the path and began to wander on the trees to be flowers for her grandmother. The wolf hurried off, running as fast as he could. He ran all the way to the little house and the three large oak trees and knocked on the door. "Who is there?" called the old woman. "It is me, Little Red Riding Hood," answered the wolf. "Come in, dear, the door is ajar," called back the old woman. "I am not well enough to get out of bed." The wicked wolf flashed in his little grandmother in one bite. Then he put on her nightgown and cap and hopped into bed. Before long, Little Red Riding Hood arrived and knocked on the door. Tap, tap. The door is open, so she went in. "Good morning, grandmother," called out Little Red Riding Hood, remembering her mother's words. But there was no answer, so she called out again, "Grandmother, I have brought you a piece of cake and a bottle of wine." But there was still no answer, so Little Red Riding Hood went to the bed where her grandmother was sleeping. "Oh, grandmother," she cried, "what big ears you have!"
"Oh, the better to hear your words, my dear," said the strange little lad.
"But grandmother, what big eyes you have!"
"Oh, the better to see you with, my dear."
"But grandmother, what big mouth you have!"
"Oh, the better to eat you with, my dear." And with these words, the wolf jumped out of bed and got Little Red Riding Hood down in one swallow. Now the wolf ran between bed and swooned fleshly. He began to snore very loudly. A while later, a hunter passed by the house. How loudly the old woman snoring. "I had better go in to see how she is." So he went into the house and saw the wolf asleep. Cried the hunter. "I found you at last. I've been looking for you for a long time, you wicked wolf." Quickly and hurriedly, the hunter took his knife and cut a hole in the trunk of the wolf. Out jumped Little Red Riding Hood flying. her dog was inside the wolf. And then grandmother came alive, but very weak indeed. Nevertheless, grandmother ate the cake and drank the wine and felt much better. Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother were very happy to be safe again. And as she waved goodbye to the hunter, Little Red Riding Hood said, I will never disobey my mother again and wander in the forest.